There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Donald Trump is rising in the polls, but does he have real durability? Can he thrive and survive? One poll says that Trump has hit 34% in South Carolina. Fox just did a news poll, and his support is up there. He's top in the polls as far as Republican voters. Wow. How about that? And then you have Tom DeLay saying that Republican candidates aren't getting it, that they don't understand what's going on, that Donald Trump is polling far, far, far ahead of the competition because he understands what the other people don't understand. So what is the big secret that Donald Trump gets that nobody else gets in the pack who want to be pres? What he says is the thing that they don't get is people are dying for and demanding leadership, number one. And Trump provides that. They want a fighter. They want someone who will stop what's going on in D.C. And he's proven that. But can he stay in front? Because does he have the principles? DeLay was on my pal Steve Malzberg's show, and that's some of what he had to say. And it's interesting because Trump's line is make America great again. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We talk about the buzz in the backyard. This is the buzz. Everything's about Donald Trump. A Monmouth University poll that came out on Monday showed he now leads his nearest rival by a 2-1 margin. So he's besting the former Florida Gov Jeb Bush 26% to 12%. And it's the same scenario from there. So how does everybody else respond? Because the minions, just like the movie, that are running around trying to get their peeps elected will certainly respond to what's happening with Trump. So that means that what you'll hear from the other candidates will be interesting, because are they just going to unload the way Trump does and say whatever they think, shoot from the hip, don't worry about it? I think it's that we crave, and it's kind of what DeLay is saying, I think we crave definitely leadership, absolutely, but authenticity, something that feels real, not fake. Not Memorex, not the same thing over and over and over and over again. Something outside. We live in a world of grabby lines, of what's your wow, right? What's your wow? That pulls our attention. So how is it that the people around the people running and the people themselves running don't get that? All you have to do is watch late night TV. All you have to do is listen to radio shows like this one, like any of them, and you get it. You just have to pay attention. You got to look up. And Trump, it does that. He doesn't care. He is who he is. He doesn't care what anyone thinks. And he probably doesn't care if he loses. But does he have the stamina to stay in this? I really didn't think that Trump was going to be as big of a factor now as he is. And this is now. Can he make it through to the end of the year swinging into 2016? Because he's got to be able to have some kind of plan. Right? It can't be a bunch of one-liners and we're not going to do the same old thing and there are a bunch of liars and all that kind of stuff. It can't be about that. I mean, there have to be some meat somewhere. But he's got some viability. Because if he didn't, why would he even poll? And the answer is he wouldn't. And he is polling. So there's something about Donald Trump that is intriguing. In the meantime, on the Democratic side of things, you have rumors about Joe Biden, the VP, jumping in. And then how about this? The Starbucks billionaire, Howard Schultz, is being pushed into challenging Hillary Clinton and anybody else who might run. He's getting a lot of encouragement. I think it's the time for somebody who isn't a political person to do it. Will he take the bait? You think of Schultz, his background is he grew up dirt poor, low-income housing in Brooklyn. Bought Starbucks in 1988, built the company to where it is now. $939 million in the most recent quarter. $4.9 billion in sales. And he's definitely opinionated. And he definitely thinks the fabric of America is being ripped in half. I mean, even last year, the book was For Love of Country, What Our Veterans Can Teach Us About Citizenship, Heroism, and Sacrifice. He pushed the book out and talked about trying to make the government work again and finding some authentic, truthful leadership. Wow. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the fact that another popular late-night host is going bye-bye, Jon Stewart. In fact, here's Stewart explaining leaving the show.
Hey, that's our show. One quick thing before we go. I mentioned to you that I would keep you up to date on any new information we had about the transition of the program, all those other things. We do have some specific information. My last Daily Show program will be August the 6th. I will be wearing a suit. I will more than likely be showered. I'm sorry, I'll be wearing overalls and I won't shower. I hope that you will join us for that program. And as a matter of fact, you can actually join us here in reality, enter a chance to win tickets to my final episode of The Daily Show. It's going to be a pretty good episode, I think. You'll be flown to New York, put up a nice hotel. You might even sit here. Maybe I'll give you a little, what do you call it there, selfies there. And all of the money goes to Night of Too Many Stars, New York Collaborates for Autism. Go to omaze.com/dailyshow. And then maybe I'll see you here August 6th, and we'll have a nice hug.
All right, so that's it. His last show is coming up. We're going to talk to Dave Berg, who is the executive producer for the Jay Leno show. And he talks about, as much as there was a lot of hype over Jon Stewart, that there wasn't much competition because of the amount of viewers that Stewart pulled in, but that he certainly had a following and that he certainly had with some kind of a force when you can be 16 years in the job. So he bows out, and who can remember? I don't even know who's taken his place. I think I've seen some spots for him, but that's all I know. But somebody new is coming in to take over for Jon Stewart. That's just, you like mark your age by, okay, there was Johnny Carson, I was way too young, or for the most part, except for the tail end, right? And then you morphed into Jay Leno, and, you know, now you have Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. And what happens when Jon Stewart goes away? Stay with us.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. checkbookira.com. checkbookira.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share, and there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
We've had him on before. He's just terrific. You'll love him. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. Sit up and pay attention, because we've got Dave Berg, the former executive producer of The Tonight Show, in the wings. Jon Stewart says goodbye after 16 years, 2,600 telecasts. Wow. 16 years. And think of that. He's got just oodles of Emmys, a couple of Peabody Awards, and certainly Stewart had a huge fan club, and he actually is credited with millennials getting news from him, watching him for the news, even though it was the so-called fake news. So Dave Berg, like I said, is in our virtual green room. Dave, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you've seen this send-off thing because you've been through it. How tough is this for the people behind the scenes? And there's a lot of writers and other people that Jon Stewart is really good about giving credit to that have to say goodbye to a job they probably love.
Well, it's very, very difficult. However, when you're doing it, you're still in the moment right through the last show. You don't really give it much thought because you still have to work hard each and every day on the show. But in the case of Jon Stewart, many of the staffers, including the writers and producers, will be staying on.
Oh, they're staying on for the next guy that comes again. I don't even know who's the next guy.
The guy from South Africa.
See, that tells you. Neither you and I, we don't know his name even. And usually I'm up on that kind of stuff, but it does tell you something. It also tells you that, you know, Jon Stewart had such a recognizable face and name. He transcended this show, don't you think?
I do think that he has to be given credit for bringing something entirely new to late night. Much of late night is really, we've all sort of copied, going back to Steve Allen. But what I think Stewart did is he brought the element of satire. And that was new and unique.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it really, really worked for him. And because he had an audience, it seems like, especially a couple years into it, he really virtually could have any guest he wanted, right?
I don't think so. I'd like to know your view on this, but actually a lot of the political guests, particularly those who are more conservative, didn't
right.
trust him. And so if you go back to the election of 2012, Leno basically had all of the major presidential candidates from the Republican side, far more than Stewart did.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's right. I mean, Obama's been on his show, right? He's had Obama, so he's had only the more Democratic left-leaning politicos, I guess, right?
He did have some of the conservatives. I mean, many conservatives are very fond of him. I happen to be a conservative. I like his humor. I think he's the real deal. I think he's intellectually honest. But yes, many of the conservative candidates didn't go on his show.
So as the executive producer of The Tonight Show, and having said that, what happened in 2012, you were competing, right? Were you competing for guests ever with The Daily Show, or no, they were too far down the chain for you, that it was more about Letterman and those guys?
Actually, that's a really interesting point, and this is where I'm going to sound like I'm a little negative or a little condescending towards Stewart. In our opinion, at The Tonight Show, starting in 1999 when Stewart went on the air, he was basically a hash mark in the ratings. We never paid attention to him. He wasn't considered competition for us. And you're right, Letterman was our competition, not Stewart. It was the critics, I think, that really brought him to the forefront. If you looked at his numbers, even now, his numbers, he gets a little over a million viewers and 1.3 million viewers. Well, Jimmy Fallon's bringing in 4 million.
Right. Right, so there's a big difference. And that's a good point, looking at Fallon. So since Letterman was the true competition, did you worry about ABC? Because they juggled in that time slot a couple of different things, right?
I worried about ABC because I thought that Nightline was an excellent show,
yeah.
And the nasty little secret was on some nights Nightline beat all of us.
Wow.
And I was really surprised when ABC said, well, we're going to dump, they were ready to dump Nightline at any point to
wow.
get into late night. They wanted to get into late night in the worst way. And so they finally settled on Jimmy Kimmel, of course.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Because then you look at, like you say, Nightline, and you're a news guy, so you came from that background, and you watch that, and then they pull the plug on something that actually beat you guys a couple of times, right?
Yeah, more than a couple of times.
Wow.
You know, they had an excellent, excellent show, but they, believe me, they were willing on at any time just to jump out of it. And I was particularly aware of it when we went through the Conan versus Leno period.
Yeah.
One of the reasons NBC bent over backward to keep Leno on and put him in prime time is that ABC had offered Jay a deal. In fact, I had a good friend at ABC, an executive, who gave me a tour one day of the studio that he was designing for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno at ABC.
Wow. Oh, wow. Do you think Jay misses the Tonight Show?
I think he probably has mixed feelings about it, but I think he has come to terms with the fact that he had his time doing a late night show, and now he's moved on to something else. I think he's come to terms with it.
Yeah. For you, Dave, I mean, what an awesome story you told us last time, how your wife was the one who really cajoled you into getting, get down there, because there's this new show, go for it, and then look what happened to you, which is an awesome story. And you wrote a book about it, in fact. There's little antidotes about it, Behind the Curtain and Insider's View review of Jay Leno's Tonight Show. So this happens for you, and it's boom, you hit the ground running, and, you know, you're making the sausage every day, and it's you're in it, you're in the thick of it, going. And then when the show ends, and I asked about the other people, what's it like for you after you've had this incredible platform for all those years?
I know that a lot of people really, really miss it, and I know that because I stay in touch with my former colleagues. But I think that, you know, in life you just move on to something else. And in my case, I had set a goal that I was actually gonna document the Tonight Show. Jay's watch during his stint with the Tonight Show. So I had a goal, something else to do.
Right, and because you were doing that, then that gave you the focus. But it's probably tough to document it, to go through and pick out what were the high points, what were the low points, what was funny, what didn't you not expect. I mean, there's so many directions that you could go in. Wasn't it tough to pick out stories to talk about?
Well, that's where my wife comes in again. Because here you are, you know how it is in radio or television. It's really a team effort. You're working with a producer and salespeople, and it's really a team effort. And it's pretty chaotic during the day. You're preparing for the show. Well, you have that experience for two decades, and then you come home and you say, I'm writing a book, and then you're in a little room with four walls, and you're staring at the four walls. The next day, you're staring at the four walls. And so it was my wife who came in. Her name is Mary, and she said, okay, she's a teacher. She said, I'll be back at 3 today. How many pages are you going to have for me?
Wow.
And I said, this is a research day, honey. I'm not writing today. I'm actually doing research. She said, you were at the show for two decades. That's your research. Six pages.
I love it.
Had it not been for that, I would never have written it.
Wow. Yeah,
because I relied on that crazy chaos and adrenaline.
Right. That fueled it, for sure. Did you ever have any problems? I always wondered this, because in the Tonight Show, sometimes, you know, we saw this a bunch, where somebody would come out of the audience, you'd do something, kibitz with the audience. Did you ever have any problems with the audience at the Tonight Show?
It was, that's really a good question, a logical question, and it actually happened far fewer times than we suspected. We actually had a very nice audience, kind of a cross-section of America, many from, you know, the red states, so-called red states, and there was very little disruption, actually. It was sort of nice.
I like that. It was sort of nice.
No, but it was nice. I mean, you didn't have these jerks screaming and yelling or doing silly things. It was very rare that happened.
Yeah, that's a good thing. All right, Dave Berg's book is called Behind the Curtain, an insider's view of Jay Leno's Tonight Show. Thank goodness for his wife. Dave, thanks for coming on again. It's always fun to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Lots of ways to reach out and touch this show. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com. You want to do that anyway because you could win a computer on Thursday, and we're giving away a couple of those. Also, you can go to hit us up on AmericaTonight.net and link with us on Facebook and Twitter that way 24/7. One of the things that you might have wanted to talk about, and some of you did because we're going to go to the mailbag coming up in our next segment, is the parade of candidates for the Republicans. There are a lot of Republican candidates. 14 were at the New Hampshire Forum. In that forum, each candidate had less than 10 minutes to make a whole bunch of points. And it just shows you that's like a TED Talk, only you're running for president. So unless you're like Donald Trump or Bush or whoever, what are the views going to be on immigration, health care, ISIS? Most of the time, apparently, the candidates spent their time talking about the shortcomings of Hillary Clinton and President Obama, and they really didn't critique each other or fire too many shots. The biggest story going is Trump. It's absolutely Trump. And the candidates who are left out of Thursday's primetime debate, because it's restricted to the top 10, are Carly Fiorina, considered a long shot for the top 10. You know, thanks organizers in New Hampshire, because she's certainly not going to be on the stage as one of the 10. But it's interesting that you got Donald Trump that's going to be in the middle, in the mix. And how does he tilt the balance of what's going to happen on the stage? In fact, here's what Lindsey Graham, as I said, most of the candidates spent their time taking chunks out of Hillary Clinton. Here's what Lindsey Graham had to say.
And as to Hillary Clinton, the last person in the world you want to send into the arena with the Russians is Hillary Clinton. As to the Clintons, I've been dealing with this crowd for 20 years. I'm fluent in Clinton speak. You want me to translate, Jack? When he says, Bill says, I didn't have sex with that woman, he did. When she says, I'll tell you about building the pipeline when I get to be president, means she won't. And when she tells us, trust me, you've got all the emails that you need, we haven't even scratched the surface. So I understand this crowd, and I can beat them, and if we can't beat them, it doesn't matter.
And there's what I said. If we can't beat them, it doesn't matter. You have to beat Hillary Clinton, and even Lindsey Graham knows that. Let's go out to Grimm. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Strike three. Again with this candidate, but I'm ready to talk about it. First off, toxic Teflon Hillary and her whitewash husband Bill, I'm not really worried about, not here to talk about. Beaver Pelt, everybody waiting to see if it actually sheds water during the rain campaign speech. Trump, not really ready to talk about. And Grecian, drill a hole in the ground to get 49 Bush, not really here to talk about. What's really got me upset is this burrhead that's up there talking about cutting back on coal-producing energy. That's what we need to be worried about, because come August, right now, we got a whole year that we can worry about the other ones, but this guy is about to increase the rates on the cost of all the common working man out there for energy.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, Grimm, I think if Patrick's there, we have a cut from what the president had to say. He was pretty emotional about it. Patrick, if we have that, roll that cut.
I don't want my grandkids not to be able to swim in Hawaii or not to be able to climb a mountain and see a glacier because we didn't do something about it. I don't want millions of people's lives disrupted and this world more dangerous because we didn't do something about it.
All right, so, Grimm, obviously you heard there what the Prez had to say, and that's what you're referring to because he was talking about the whole climate change thing.
Well, give me a break, Kate. I mean, we're celebrating Katrina's 10th year. Now,
yeah.
In 20 years from now, because I've lived in Hurricane Alley,
yep.
And I'm 60 years old, and I went through three of them. You know, the third one's yet to come.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
Do you understand where has come? Because Betsy, which is a scenario that scared New Orleans, and then Katrina come along and did just what Betsy did, and I went through Camille. As a matter of fact, if you want an urban legend story, I got a beautiful one. I've told you before, and you said, well, I'll try and get you on, but it's quite a long story.
I like but that. It's a long story.
It is very interesting because I got it directly from the horse's mouth. But, you know, this is climate change. 100-year flood. What about Texas? This 100-year flood. Huh? That's all it is.
Right.
This stuff comes. Remember, I think, Carl, I'm trying to think of his name, Carl, the comedian. He made this comic joke, which I kind of live by.
Carl Reiner?
I hear this. No. He is more of a
political satires. He passed away here not too long ago. He doesn't. He's just like me. He's mid. He's sitting on the fence. He's not right or left.
Yeah.
But he made this comedic joke. He said, everybody's worried about global warming and global cooling on one side and global warming on the other side and this and that. Let me tell you what it's all about. The earth is like a dog. When it gets a bad case of fleas, which is our humans, it'll just shake us off the earth. We'll go long before we pollute this earth.
You know what? I agree with you, but it's not a popular stance. But I agree that we're seeing cyclical things, and there just isn't the idea of, like you say, we don't have one affordable alternatives anyway.
And, moderation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, Kate. If the president's going to come out, let's slowly, gradually bring this in.
Yeah.
Moderation. We'll bring in clean energy. Moderation. I'm not going to sit here and turn around and force all these power plants to jack the price up to cost per kilowatt.
Because that's what's going to happen.
That's what he's doing. And this is the problem. This is an extremist. And whenever you go from one extreme to the other,
you pay.
You're talking about death. If you go moderately, you can work your way into it and gradually develop yourself to accept it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Which is exactly what this... Hey, they are second-class citizens, all of them. Hillary, we're first-class citizens, the common labor. Why? The proof is in the pudding, because they're begging for us to vote them into power.
Yeah.
That's the way our Constitution works.
Yeah. You're right. You make good sense. Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. And moderation is not a word in the vocabulary coming out of Washington in anything.
Not on either side.
On either side.
That's why they call them right and left.
Right, because there is no moderation. Yeah. It is very scary. I agree with you. And what's scary is that it's just going to price everyone out of everything. I mean, you're a ham and egg, or how are you going to make, you know, middle class is disappearing. How are you going to make the kind of the money you would need to make to keep up with your health care, to keep up with fueling your house? I mean, you know, with electricity, it'd be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. You're just beginning to get your head above the water after this massive banking recession created.
Yep.
And now we're going to have, food's gone up. Now, I blame Warren Buffett and his brother for that, because there's plenty of farmland, but it's turning to sand because we don't farm it. Why? Because they want so much grain to produce so much chips to be shelved on so many Walmart shelves.
Yep, and then that's what happens, and then we're out of luck, the rest of us.
Yeah. We're not saving. One of the key things you can ask any one of your comments come in there, and this is because I minored in business and accounting, nobody talks about the saving principle.
That's pushed aside.
There's less and less. It's economics 101. And if savings ever drops below 3%, our economy's in poor shape, but nobody ever talks about it. You can't even find it on a government statistic now.
Yeah, where it used to be. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You could find it, but you don't now, because that's not what they want propagated out there.
That's exactly right, because we're living from paycheck to paycheck. Nobody is saving.
Yep. Very, very grim.
You're true. Right.
I agree with you. You just and all you have to do is unbury your head and do a little research, and it doesn't take much, and you see that, and Grimm's right. Grimm, great call. That it's and he's being honest about that. Right of right, left of left, that's why I always say that. If you look, there is no moderation, none. And it's gonna be catastrophic for everybody when it comes to the electric bills. How much are you paying now? Imagine that doubles. Imagine your highest bill doubled or tripled. Oof. Mailbag next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What happened in New Hampshire and Donald Trump. So without further ado, let's check the emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Tina. Hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show. First time I've ever emailed you. Donald Trump, to me, as president, really sucks. I don't know how to put it other than my own authentic way. I can't understand how there isn't somebody who is better than Trump to lead the polls. You always say for what it's worth. Well, my two cents on this whole thing is if we can't find anyone better than Trump, we need to find a new way to elect people. Who are the people that we aren't getting to see that should be running for president? Oh, my dear, there's a long list. of people, probably some people that even call this radio show, that might make a decent president. No, never mind. They're not politically correct. You have to be politically correct and schooled in the art of spin, fundraising, and everything else that we've seen in Washington, and especially this last decade, to put yourself in a position where you are electable. You make great points. For Donald Trump, I mean, here is the thing about Trump. He isn't any of those things I just said, really, because he's a billionaire. So he doesn't have to worry about, ooh, how am I going to get money for ads if I really want to be this, if I really want to be president. In fact, he hasn't had to worry about any of that because he's getting so much attention, and it's because he's his normal self. He just says what he thinks. He just says what he thinks, and nobody's telling him, screening him, telling him he can't say this, and ooh, some of the constituents might not like that. You better not phrase it that way. That's not politically correct. Ooh, you better say this. He doesn't have to have that screening process, I guess, and because of that, that's why Donald Trump is really gaining the kind of ground or traction or whatever. How long it lasts, who knows? And how long he lasts, who knows? He may bail. I just, does Donald Trump really want to be president? I suppose. I didn't think it was real. I mean, I thought it was real in the sense of, I'm going to jump in. But now that he's gotten some people to pay attention to him, well, that changes things a lot, right? Okay, speaking of Trump, like I said, a lot of people reacting to Trump, duh, not a surprise, right? We got this one from Eric who says, Kate, I was paying attention to what was coming out of the Republican forum in New Hampshire, and it seems like there wasn't much of anything. Nobody was really talking about how they felt on the issues so much. What do you think the biggest issue is going to be on Thursday when 10 who have been narrowed down and chosen hit the stage? Oh, I think immigration is going to be pretty top up there. It might be the biggest thing. It certainly is one of the biggest things for the Republicans in the primaries, because that's a challenging point against the president and the Democrats and all that. Because what will be portrayed, and already has been portrayed, is, okay, you've got Obama, you didn't like what you had with Obama, elect Hillary, and you get much of the same. And then you look at immigration, look at health care, and that's what that's going to be. But the issue of illegal immigration, which is part of Trump really rising in the polls, is absolutely front and center. And I'm sure that's what we're going to hear, something about immigration. What would you do? Solutions, that kind of stuff. I'm certain of it. And here's a one that's a little bit different. This one is from Ben, listening to us in Florida. Hi, Kate. Echo the sentiments of other Floridians. When are you getting your butt down here? Tell us so we can all show up. Sarasota loves the show. So here's the thing. With 10 candidates, X amount of minutes, and certain topics that will be discussed, who do you think is going to turn out to be the best as far as debating is concerned? You know, that's the million-dollar question. Ben Carson, I've seen him speak, and he's smooth, and he can handle curveballs, but he's not ranked high in the polls. How does he do in a debate? Donald Trump is great at the one-liners, the funny, the cutting to the chase, the authenticity, because he doesn't care what anyone thinks. But is he going to create magic in a debate format? And Jeb Bush, he's debated how many times in his life as the former governor? A bunch. Ted Cruz, this is a layup for him, I would think. Rand Paul, layup for him. You know, remember, these are guys that were filibustering. They could talk to themselves all day long. So I don't think they have any trouble. I don't know. It's going to be, I think Trump is the factor. Is he going to drive the conversation? Is he going to be a great debater? Is he going to create memorable moments from the debate? Okay, let's move on to something else. This one from Steven. Hi, Kate. I was curious about what's going on with the, I heard you mention it, what's going on with the weather in Florida and just how bad it is there. Well, of course, I know firsthand because all day long I was getting text messages from my brother. And the answer is, it was like just raining nonstop for days. So they saw tons of flooding, kind of reminiscent of what we saw in Texas. And the next couple of days is supposed to be clear, but then the rain is supposed to be four straight days again. Boy, in California, they can't buy rain. They had just a few days where they had rain, remember, like 3 weeks ago. And now, instead, in California, they're fighting these fires. And they're scrambling, to put out 20 different fires. And they've got crazy winds that are sparking those fires. Even outside of this zone, they call it a buffer zone that they set up. And they can't contain it. So they're forcing thousands of people to evacuate their homes because it's gotten just that bad. I've been through California fires, and it can be really, really, really awful. And the containment, I mean, they don't seem any closer to that. And we're talking about, you know, San Francisco. We're talking about 100 miles north of San Francisco. So this is like Highway 20, that area. And there's lots of vegetation. The drought has made it worse. So the fires are jumping, moving. The rate of speed is incredible. And that's rough for all those firefighters. They had to evacuate 14,000 people. 14,000 people. And how quickly those flames can leap and dance around is unbelievable. And, you know, there's other wildfires in the state of California besides the ones outside of San Francisco, Washington State, Oregon. They're really feeling it on the West. Really, really feeling it. Like I said about the, in Florida, getting all the rain they're getting. Oh, in California, they have had some rain, but if they could have that kind of rain, as much as you don't want to see the extreme with floods and whatnot. Ugh, just a break. Just a break from it. All right, let's take another one. This one from Hal in Texas. Hey, girl, what's shaking? When are you going to do your football thing again? I went to KateOnTheRoad.com. I'm passing it on, as you suggested, and I hope I win the computer. I hope you win the computer, too. Who knows? We have a drawing on Thursday night. Somebody's got to win. And then we're giving away two more. So there's three chances for you to win. You got to love that. I love all of you for listening to America Tonight. Thanks for your support.
Is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutrition supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.